Today's episode of Vital Voices is brought to you by Oak Tree Medical Center and Wellspring Lifestyle Group.
Why your food juice?
What would it take to rewrite how Bahamian workplaces work? This quarter, not next decade. On Friday, September 26th at 6:30 p.m., Disrupt HR Nassau 4.0 brings 18 voices to one stage for a $60 investment and a Monday morning plan. It's the first Disrupt led by license holder Ahmad Rashad Thompson. And today we unpack the ethos, the lineup, and the one practice he wants you to try next week. Let's disrupt. Welcome to Vital Voices, the podcast where we amplify the stories, insights, and expertise of the people shaping the future of our communities, our conversations, and our country. I'm your host, Alexis Burrows. Thank you for joining us. Today, we are talking Disrupt HR Nassau 4.0 with presenter and license holder Ahmad Rashad Thompson. We'll get into the Disrupt ethos, what we're actually disrupting in HR and people leadership, the rapid-fire format, why this is an investment, who needs to be in the room, and the through lines in this year's speaker slate. We'll also hit local challenges we're solving for, the on-the-night experience, accessibility, and what to bring to get real ROI and how to register before seats are gone. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Alexis. It's great to be here with your audience. I'm so grateful to be a part of this conversation again.
Yeah, so we had you on the show a few months back talking about leadership and HR and people management. And since we had you on the show, obviously I saw you spoke at Disrupt in another country, and then you started promoting Disrupt here, Disrupt HR. Nassau 4.0.
It's a mouthful.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I was very intrigued when I saw the promotions go out, because I'm like, this looks very different from what I've seen, what I've been to. Like, I've done conferences in London, I've done conferences in Boston, in different parts of the state, San Diego, and this is different entirely from anything that I've ever seen or experienced. This is just even looking from how you have it structured in terms of the promotion. So this is 4.0, but this is the first one where you're operating as a license holder for this event and leading the event. So tell us, how did you become involved with this? The story about how you became the license holder and what your vision is for the ongoing disruption.
Yeah. Thank you so much again for that question, Alexis. The thing about Disrupt HR as a brand, as a construct, it is very different than any other conference you've ever attended. It's meant to be different. It is, in fact, created to be a bit of a slap in the face to the regular conference. And so if you've ever attended a Shift conference held by Ahmad Rashad Thompson or a Stu Talent Management, think of Disrupt HR as Shift on steroids, right? The transformation is going to be the same, the energy is going to be the same, but the iteration and the way it's done is completely different. So how did I become the Disrupt HR license holder for Nassau? My friend and brother, Wellington Hepburn, was the initial license holder for Disrupt HR Nassau and Grand Bahama. COVID came, and then it disrupted the flow of things for the whole world, of course. After the pandemic, Wellington had three children, all under the age of, I think, seven. He is married. He has his own business. He's still an employee. His wife homeschools his children. He was like, bro, there's a lot. Like, these children is being children. My wife needs me. My family needs me. I am just not able to do this and do it well. And the thing about the license, as a part of the license agreement, you have to host an event at least once per year. And so he had reached the end of the year. I was like, oh, crap. I didn't have an event. And so he introduced me to the idea of becoming the license holder. And I'm like, this is my whole thing. I've been to a Disrupt HR event here. I'm preparing to speak to one in Trinidad. Let's ride. So we connected with the Disrupt HR creator. Her name is Jennifer McClure. She's out. I can't remember where Jennifer's from. Forgive me. She's from the States. I can't remember its exact city. But he introduced the two of us, and she was like, say less. Let's get it done. I actually met her at a conference that I attended in Barbados. And she was like, you would be great for Disrupt HR. 2 days after that, I was in Wellington, came and said to me, hey, bro, would you mind taking over the license? And the end is, I guess the rest is history, as they said it. And so now my vision for Disrupt HR, specifically in Nassau, and when I eventually take on the license for Grand Bahama, is to put on a platform the voices that need to be heard that have not been heard. I think in our nation specifically, we continue to see the same people over and over on stages, which is not, I guess, to offend them. That's your stage, own that stage. But we also have other vital voices that are worthy of a stage. And sometimes it's just a lack of an opportunity. And so I'm not even hosting the event. It's presented by my company as the license holder, but I'm intentionally going to be way behind the scenes on the night of, because I want people to gain visibility. As I said in our last episode, on my last time here, visibility builds credibility. Credibility leads to viability. And some people just don't have the right visibility they need to build the credibility to become viable. And this iteration of Disrupt HR, the next several years that God will allow me to have that license, we're going to do our best to put on the stage unheard voices that need to be heard. Yeah. So all 18 of these speakers are people that you may or may not have heard from before. They may not have been first on your timeline, but I can guarantee you, at the end of Disrupt HR Nassau 4.0, when you leave SLS on September 26th, they will be voices you will not soon forget, and they're going to give you tools that you'll be able to apply right away.
Awesome. So I think, you know, it's interesting, just even the name alone, mm-hmm. with it being called Disrupt, you know, it kind of speaks a little bit to the ethos already. But, you know, what are you looking to disrupt specifically as it pertains to HR and people leadership? Because obviously we've spoken before, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. I have an idea. But, you know, for our listeners who may not be familiar, what exactly is the goal?
We want to disrupt the way you have done business and leadership for the last however long you've been doing it. This is the environment that you need to be in to unlearn what you've learned when you know what's holding you back. You've been holding on to traditional ways of doing things. You've been holding on to paper way of doing things and analog ways of doing things when the world is different. I was in church the other day, Alexis, and a young lady, she's maybe 11, 9, somewhere between 9 and 11. She went to Barbados as part of a swimming competition. She came back with 5 medals, right? Our pastor said, we just want to highlight her for what she's done and, you know, the success she's had. And everybody clapping up. So he asked her if she wants to say something. She said, sure. So she was like, I want to congratulate me. And I was like, oh, that's new. That's different. She's a child in the way of the world and whatnot. But she is going to be my leader one day. She may one day be our prime minister, Alexis. And she's thinking of the work that I put in. I want to congratulate myself because y'all ain't doing it. Somebody else may never do it. So let me just take a minute to say, you know what? Great job. Right. Now, that could be seen as selfish and conceited and arrogant, or it could be self-encouragement. It could be the way that this generation is formulating the way they think. Right. And if you are a 30-year veteran in anything, hiring a 24-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 19-year-old, you see the world completely different. 100%. There is nothing, very little you agree on or see the same way. And so we want to challenge HR leaders, we want to challenge business leaders, entrepreneurs, even employees to undo what you've done. I'm not saying to you to throw out the baby with the bathwater, but for sure, change the water. This is a whole different experience right now.
Yeah, you know, I spent the last few years working in a director role, and we brought on, you know, people in that. So I turned 40 last year, mm-hmm. right? So we had maybe 25, 26-year-olds on the team. And I'm someone, like, I've worked in youth ministry in my past, things like that. So I have experience, in my mind, yeah. I've experienced with working with people that are of the definitive age difference.
Yeah.
But I realized when I was 20, 21, 22, leading 16 and 17-year-olds, the gap wasn't as big as I thought. Mm-hmm. 40 with 25 and 26-year-olds, I'm like, yeah, I feel old. Like, I feel so...
You feel old.
I am like, what is this universe that they exist in? And it's not negative. It's just they clearly... It's just there's a different view. There's a different experience. You know, I look at it the way... Like, I remember telling my mom before she passed, I'm like, listen, I'm not going to be the... Because my mom worked one job for the entirety of her life until the banks merged. And then she was doing a couple of things here or there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be the same place for 20, 25 years. So I have to realize, okay, if I was saying that, I realize now that this generation is coming up, they're going to have viewpoints based on what they've seen.
Correct.
Us, you know, our generation, their parents' generation, and different mm-hmm. people in that space. And they approach it differently just because everything about the way they see the world is shaped by their experiences.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, we grew up, we had September 11th, and then things was kind of chill outside of the Iraq mm-hmm. War mm-hmm. or the Afghanistan War. Now it's like, these kids grew up with COVID, Dorian, you know, to some degree, they might have memories of September 11th, depending mm-hmm. on when they were born. And it's like, you have all of these things that kind of shape, and then how that affected their parents, their family members, all of that. Mm-hmm. So I know it is. It's a very different space. And therefore, something like this presents an interesting opportunity to hear voices that are coming from these
Correct.
Different perspectives.
Correct.
And I think that's helpful.
That's the key, Alexis. It is the fact that it's different perspective. Yeah. None of these speakers are overtly the same. They are all very, very different, operating in different spaces, industries, coming from different vantage points. And the thing that I think is missing from a lot of organizations today is an appreciation for different perspectives. If you don't agree with me, you're the enemy. If you don't bow and say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, you're the enemy, versus, I never thought about it that way. What are your thoughts on this? Should we conceptualize this differently? Should we engage a different subset of our workforce on this project and that project, versus the boss say yes, so we must say yes too. And this celebrates, this in fact calls out different perspectives very intentionally.
Yeah, and it's important to hear those voices because, you know, one singular mind, one singular voice is incapable of being able to run anything
absolutely
in totality, because there are going to be things that you miss. There are going to be vantage points, like you said, perspectives that you just don't see.
Yes.
And therefore, there are going to be gaps yes. in either the way you offer your services, the way you treat your employees,
yes.
all of those different things, and things that legitimately get missed, and then your organization crumbles,
yes.
you know, little by little.
Yes.
You know, it is, again, looking back to this format of, I think you said 18 speakers, mm-hmm. 5 minutes each, no slides, mm-hmm. one mic. What do people expect? Because my overstimulated brain is like, whoo, that just feels like it's going to be like this, right? But what can people who are coming to the conference, sorry, to the event, what can they expect? Mm-hmm.
So one correction, I think online we misspoke at some point. So they only have 20 slides.
Okay.
So it is 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, Alexis. We're going to have our host, Mr. Valdez K. Russell, will join us as our host for the evening. He will bring up each speaker. He has about 20 to 30 seconds to do that.
4 slides a minute? Sorry, I had to run
literally,
the
mic. Literally, literally, literally. They have, and the slides auto-advance every 15 seconds. There is no next slide. They will they are set to automatically advance every 15 seconds.
So you got
to
be quick with
so
it.
So you literally have only 15 seconds to get your point across on that slide. You have 5 minutes to do it all. After that slide, those slides are done, your mic is cut. So whether you, midpoint, finally get it out, whatever you're doing, the mic is done, you shouting, and the host is coming up. Congratulations, thank you for Amar, next speaker coming up, Alexis, is da da da. That's it. It's meant, this is what it is. This is a long talking, man. Get to the point. You have a strong message, a clear strategy, a way for me to change the way I think about so-and-so or enhance the way I think about so-and-so. You have 5 minutes to get it done. Pitch it, move on, change the world, walk off the stage.
So it essentially sounds like a conference, but with elevator pitches. So
literally.
Like if you had to think about like what it would sound like, it's like if you took a conference and you distilled it down to an elevator pitch.
Right.
What would be an extended elevator pitch, obviously. Yes, but that would be the idea.
Each speaker comes up, they create their own power, their own slides, they create their own topic, they're all doing on their own thing. Ironically, they all feed into one another, but that's just an act of God. But they create their own slides. They know what the message they want to share. They only have 5 minutes to do so. So it's 5 minutes, maximum 20 slides, minimum 20 slides. There is no 19, 18, 21, 20 slides, 5 minutes, one message, one mic, one night, one stage, change the world, walk off.
So, you know, you referenced this as a $60 investment.
Yes.
Not a fee, no. Not a price, not a cost. What is the return on investment? Because if you're going to use the word investment, then we automatically,
absolutely.
In business, we go to ROI,
absolutely.
Right? So what is the return on investment that attendees can expect, whether they are managers, owners in the C-suite, mm-hmm. employees, what do they expect to walk away with by the end of that Friday night and take back into work Monday morning?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is disrupt that thought. I want you to move from thinking about ROI and start thinking about COI, the cost of an action. You have been where you are for the last however long, and nothing has changed. You're blaming all the systems, all the programs, all these young people, all these old people, but you're not doing anything to be the disruption your organization needs, to be the disruption your leadership needs, to be the disruption your business needs, your home life needs, right? You need to take the bull by the horn and do something. Disrupt or be disrupted. There are going to be people in this world coming into your industries, your organizations, your world, and disrupting things without apology. And so rather than thinking what I can get, think about what I'm going to lose if I do not make it my business to get into this room and do what needs to be done. To answer your question, I guess, traditionally, I will say this. people are going to be bringing a new perspective, a varying perspective, a different perspective, and that's what you need in this day's world. You don't need same old, you don't need everybody on the same page, yes ma'am, no ma'am. What you do need is people challenging the way you see leadership, HR, retention, engagement, recruitment, all of these things that normal HR people would normally deal with. But a different perspective doesn't necessarily mean you have to change your whole perspective. It simply means, huh, I never thought about it this way. You're going to leave with strategies that you can employ tonight. At 9:31, you could text your WhatsApp group chain at work, y'all, as of Monday, be doing so and so. Or I just heard this guy talk about how the power of branding is so important and how our employer brand is trash. We need to revamp our website. We need to do so and so. You're going to be inspired to do the regular and the irregular, right? Additionally, you're going to be in a room filled with 124 other people who believe in disruption. That's magic. I can feed you a little bit. I can give you something to drink. You ain't going to be hungry. You ain't going to be thirsty. You're going to have ways to commemorate the evening as well. And you're going to get 18 mini masterclasses that you would not be able to receive anywhere else for that price point. So I encourage you to evaluate the cost of an action. And then your lashes and your haircut cost more than that event. Like, honestly.
Fair enough.
Don't do it. Come, let's go.
So who is this best for? Because obviously you have people coming from a lot of different backgrounds. Mm. Is this primarily for HR professionals? Is it primarily for management or C-suite? Is it for pastors and ministry leaders? Mm-hmm. Like who shouldn't miss this event?
Anybody with a pulse, honestly.
Okay.
That may sound cliche, it may be like, I'm mad. Come on, listen to me. Irrespective of the industry you find yourself in, everything around you is changing by the minute. Nothing is the same anymore. Everything is different. And so you have a choice to either move ahead of that curve or be caught trying to catch up to it as things continue to evolve. This is primarily meant for HR leaders, HR professionals, HR colleagues of ours, but it's for anyone who wants to be disrupted or wants to challenge a way of doing business, a way of leading, a way of pastoring. My pastor's bringing a whole cohort from church. His pastor's coming like, y'all, everybody here old. Like, our leadership at our church is way older than its congregation in many cases. So we can't operate as though we're leading us. We are trying to win souls for people that see the world completely different from us, that have 4-minute attention spans and see God as some magical figure versus a sovereign being. We need to be able to connect with them at their level without losing the foundation of what the church actually means. We have leaders coming. My father is bringing 14 of his retired, I guess you could say, colleagues, his brethren, like y'all. We only retire because they say we have to go home because we reach the age. But we sharp, we capable. We have something to offer. So why not now take what the world is showing us and adapt it to the way we do whatever we're going to be doing, right? He's in civic groups all around the country, and he's trying to figure out, what do we do to now reach younger people to join these civic organizations? Because everybody older than him, and he's 63. So they eventually, just by way of nature, they're going to die. Right? Who do we now reach to find ways to disrupt the status quo, still hold the foundation clear, still hold true to this organization or the civic engagement, civic organization, sorry, values, but bring in new blood, new ideas, new perspective. And that's why Disrupt HR is so important, because we're not all on the same page. We're not agreeable to the same thing, but we do understand and find value in disruption being the catalyst to move forward.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, complete.
Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 242-8164-OPP, 4667, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus, where your health comes first.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI at Top of the Hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram Movement continues. Call us today at 242-321-145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
Right. Yeah. Now, obviously, in the HR space, you also have a wide expanse of experiences and individuals. Because you have people who are, you know, in that 50 crowd that's HR leaders, but you also have people like yourself that's in that, you know, mid-30s to mid-40s crowd as well, which will have a different perspective. And so there's a lot of room for difference of opinion, difference of style, even in that space. So it is then presented a challenge, I guess, across the spectrum. No matter where you're coming from, there's going to be something that you can take away from the event.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned that by an act of God, there seems to be a lot of connection points between through your speakers. How does that, you know, when you take a step back, obviously you're still in preparation mode, but how does that make you feel in terms of just as you're putting this together and the expectations that now come because you're seeing a lot of integratedness between the conversations, the speakers? How does that work for you?
Yeah, for me, I just love to see God do his thing. I like to not get in his business. And normally what would happen, or what has happened in the past with Disrupt HR and Nassau specifically, they would select speakers almost, right? Based on the theme or whatever they wanted to go for. I wanted this to be completely undone, right? Upside down, like real disruption. I put out a call for speakers. They had to apply. They had to select a topic. There is no theme and no group and no cohesion. Random people, random ideas that will challenge the way you think and or see the world. Think about or see the world. And so I put out the call. We had over 47 applicants. And I messaged Jennifer, the creator of this. I was like, is there a limit to how many people you can have speak? She's like, no. Act how you feel. I'm like, I have 47 applicants. She's like, okay, don't act how you feel. I would say, like, find your way to thumb through it and figure out who's going to be, who has the strongest message, the whatever, and then select those. There is no limit because we've never had, and I don't think anybody's ever had as many as 18 speakers either. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But she was like, there's no limit. We would recommend a minimum of 12 for varying perspective and, you know, just some engagement. But anything less than 12 would just be like one by speaking. But we never had a question about how many it was the maximum. So we put out a call, we had 47 applications, we selected 24 actually, and six of them were out of this country. Just by scheduling and, you know, things happened, they had to withdraw. So we have four speakers coming into Nassau, two from Grand Bahama, one from Guyana, one from Honolulu. He's from Africa. The Honolulu and Guyanese speakers are coming in on Thursday and leaving on Saturday. You don't spend how much effort it costs to get from Hawaii to get to Nassau for one day. You don't spend that so you know these people are coming with something that you need to leave with. That's the impact they're going to bring. But what we found is that we had our speaker orientation call back in July, beginning of August, as we selected our speakers and chose them. And every single person on that call, I had them just tell us why they decided to apply. And one, they all said I was in some way hiding behind my gift. I was afraid. I was uncertain. I was, you know, letting the fear and whatever else get in front of me. Additionally, this message needs to be shared. I've lived this message myself. So no one is taking what they saw on Google or ChatGPT and bringing it to the stage. This is lived experience. And there's no better teacher than life. You know what I mean? And so to have them come and bring their individual collective experience, I said individual because it's going to be collective as they come together, you're going to find yourself in one of these 18 speakers for sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, you know, I was looking through your Facebook page and some of the speaker spotlights. So a lot of interesting topics here, you know, the art of being seen, redefining leadership in regulated workspaces. Your culture is a lie because you are too.
Yes.
Like, so some very, you know, thumb in the eye kind of topics as you look through
it. Hey, you.
Yeah.
Stop that.
basically, you know, as you look through the speaker list, is there any particular topic that kind of you look at and you're like, you know, I can't wait for people to hear this?
There are a few. So that you are a culture, your culture is alive because you are too. I am so excited to see how Alexandra is going to bring that to light. We have that topic that you read second. She's actually changed it. So it's now rules don't build culture. I think people do something like that. Because she is from the compliance background, but she's also heavy on HR, heavy on L&D. So she's bringing a unique perspective on how we bridge a regulated environment while we build culture at the same time. You don't need to be rigid and stale and, you know, tyrannical because you name MLRO. Because you got to keep people in order and watch the fines. You could still see people for who they are as you keep us in line, Mr. or Mrs. Framework, right, or guideline. Another topic that I'm interested to hear from is a gentleman called Jason Rowell. He's talking about, are you fit to lead? Jay is a fitness instructor. Like, you got hypertension, your sugar diabetes, dead high, you're on pills for everything, but you're calling yourself a leader? How do you demonstrate leadership when you don't look like leadership, right? Now, some of these, I feel like, attacks and like, wait, this may come in for us. But disruptive charge is meant to ignite, not to incite. It's not meant to indict anybody. It's meant to ignite a fire in you to go back to your organization and change something. Do something differently. Be radical in your approach. Engage new perspectives. Engage unseen and unheard people. Because like I said, the majority of these people you've not seen or heard on the stage before. And that's very intentional. We didn't want the same old, same old. And most of these same old are people that I learned from and mentor or have been mentored by every day. But that doesn't mean it stops with us. There's a new iteration of speakers coming up and I want them to have a bold introduction to the world through Disrupt HR Stage.
Yeah. It's very bold and obviously it's very, very disruptive.
Very yes.
like you said, it kind of flies in the face of the conference model that people would be familiar with. You know, it is a critical thing to think through in terms of like even just the fit to lead, right? You have people who are, like you said, operating in leadership, but you know, if you're not modeling work-life balance, if you're not modeling taking care of yourself even as you work and as you lead, then you are not well, and then by default you're modeling and giving an example of not being well, and you see that kind of filter down through a lot of times through your organization. So it is like I said, just looking through some of the topics that I saw, and I'm like, this is going to be very different. And I think it has the room to be very impactful for people. You know, once you don't come in offended or indicted, but you come in with an open mind. I think that's a critical part of attending this is that you come in with the open mind to say, I'm willing to listen and hear a different perspective and consider it. I think that's the one thing too. Sometimes when you bring about a different viewpoint, a different speaker, sometimes the old guard, for lack of a better word, will look at it as like, so you just want me to drop everything that I've done and just do it this way. And a lot of times what something like this is meant to present is, no, add this into your consideration.
Yes.
If you have five things in your consideration box, just make this number six, right? And I think that's kind of the, you know, not putting words in your mouth, but that seems like that's kind of the way that you want to approach this.
Absolutely. You don't want, we don't, this is not, like I said, we don't want you to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But many of us have been bathing in the same water for decades now. And that is not healthy on any front, right? And so we want people to now say, you know what? Maybe those five things that are in my consideration list can be amalgamated. They can become one big disruptive concept. We want you to think about how you're going to think of, how are you going to treat retention, engagement, relatability in your organization? How do you promote people? How do you succeed people in your organization? Think differently about those processes because the world is already ahead of you in the curve. And most people in this audience, Alexis, are disruptors already.
Right.
They're coming to find more ways to be even more disruptive. They ain't scary. They ain't trying to be offended. They ain't mashing nobody corn. Everything ain't going to be, oh my God, how could they say that? It's like, I can't believe somebody's just now saying this. I've been saying this for decades now, for months now. We want the audience to come prepared to be disrupted, but to go back out and then disrupt. Don't leave there the same old, the same way you came, you know? I want you to think about it this way. I believe the first ever Disrupt HR conference took place on a Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was like, Bayal, gather everybody y'all could find. They need something. Bring them together. And he was building up to this, right? He said, I have a message. Come check me on September 26, 2025. Let's ride and I can show you something, right? He gathered these people, families, husbands, wives, daughters, sons, people from all walks of life gathered to hear a man speak. At that event, he made something happen. He disrupted what we understood about multiplication, right? He disrupted the way you see provision. He disrupted the way you see communication and engagement. He did not have 12 saved people behind him. He had 12 sinners behind him. Gangsters, womanizers, gamblers, drinkers. I don't know, they were smoking back then, but whatever you could do, them people was doing it. Peter and them was gangsters, Alexis. They weren't perfect. And that's not the mess. That's the exact message Disrupt HR is sending. You don't need to have it all together, but you have to want to see it better. Peter and them wanted to see better for themselves and for the people that God had connected them to through Jesus Christ. And so Jesus, in my opinion, at the first Disrupt HR conference, eons ago, and it set the precedent for the way we should engage people as we move forward. None of us are the same. All of us have value. And that's what Disrupt HR, NASA, is going to do. It's going to put on display the value living in this nation, coming from around the world, to get you to see the world a little bit differently, to appreciate the fact that just because you see it this way does not mean everybody else sees it that way too.
Right. Yeah. You know, you mentioned Alexandra's topic in particular, your culture is a lie because you are too.
Yeah.
Is there any other speaker or topic that, as you look down the list and you prepare and you anticipate, mm-hmm. you're like, boy, this one might ruffle some feathers, but everybody needs to hear this, yeah. or a lot of these people that are coming need to hear this particular topic or this particular speaker. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone that sticks out in that regard?
Yeah, there's a lady called Dr. Latazia Stewart. She is, yes, she is phenomenal, and she's doing work that I didn't understand needed to be done. I'm a man, I don't have ovaries, I cannot get fibroids, I cannot have menstrual issues and all these things. But as a man, I may be one day married to a woman that does. I may be married, I may be the son of a mother who is, a son of a brother of a sister who is, a cousin to a cousin who is affected by fertility issues. And when anyone is ill, and I'm not calling fertility illness, but when anybody is not well in their body, they cannot be well in their mind altogether. That is going to affect the way we see and do and perform at work. Think about it this way. You have a CEO, male, or a CEO, female. CEO, female is 42, been trying to have a baby with her husband for the last 7 years. Every day is another fire to extinguish, another problem to solve. But she is riddled with the fact that I cannot be what women should be in this world based on the world standards, first of all. I can't do what women are supposed to do, which is procreate and have babies and carry on the generations. I can't do that, but I am a woman in a man's role, in a man's world, affected by what men think about a woman who can't have a baby. The minute she gets pregnant, that's all she wants to do is have a baby. She's in a weird space. Think about the male CEO whose wife is at home every night crying, burdened, praying to God for that baby, but can't have one. Praying to God for the pain she's in because her body is reacting to something that she can't control. He has to lead a meeting in the morning. Board stakeholders have to meet next week, Monday. He has to make millions of dollars for a company and stakeholders that he can't be vulnerable enough to say, y'all, my wife's struggling. But it's bothering me. Think about the young man who just got hired last week. First, he's going to drop his mommy home. He has to work to pay for her medication because she, come on, this affects everyone, right? And I never understood it until I heard her speak at her own conference. But her topic is unseen, untouched, unspoken. The hidden cost of ignoring women's health in the workplace. And I've done a poor job of limiting it to just fertility issues, right? But females make up the large majority of many workforces today. They are in many leadership positions. They are leading our HR departments. And many of them are suffering in silence. And when we don't create policies and have events and have things that see these women or their family members as they are going through these challenges, we are costing our organization so much more. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this 5-minute masterclass on how we can really revamp the way we see issues with women's health in our organizations and then bring them to light in a different way.
And I can see that one being very impactful. I remember she told a story when she was on Vital Voices earlier this year, promoting the conference, yes. promoting her book. She talked about a lady who had come to her, an HR leader, who she had an employee They didn't know who the employee was, but they basically just found the miscarried baby in the office bathroom.
Jesus.
And they didn't know who it was. The person, nobody called out sick the next day. Nobody called in sick the rest of that day, because they just, obviously they didn't know how to even manage that in the workplace.
Right, right.
And so hearing a story like that, knowing kind of her story, knowing her approach to this, I think you're right. That is going to be very impactful, because, you know, you have people, like you said, you have husbands who have wives that have it. You have, you know, male leaders who don't have any understanding or any clue as to how to navigate this.
And that's right. Not, again, an indictment on them. Sometimes we just don't know what we don't know.
But I mean, what you know a lot of times is your own experience,
literally.
Right? And so if you've had, whether it was your mom, your sister, your wife, you may have more of a soft heart to how to manage that. But if you don't know that experience and you're working in leadership, that's not going to click to you. And I can tell you, yes, women who are having challenges with fertility, having challenges with their womb in any way, shape, or form, like you said, any sort of illness,
anything
that is negatively impacting their body, just like any of us, if we are ill, we are not operating
at our
peak performance, and everything then suffers. So yes, talking about how you bring attention to and navigate and handle the delicate nature of, you know, health issues. Obviously, she's talking about it from a women's perspective, but health issues in the workplace is a very critical topic.
Yeah, and I think why this is important for me, and also I want people to think about what it means for the spirit of what Disrupt HR stands for, right? My mother had 3 children without issue, right? My sister got pregnant, had a baby without issue. My aunts have children without issue. My grandmothers both had 5 children, no issues, right? My cousins have babies, no issues. So I grew up seeing women.
You get pregnant, have the baby, everything normal.
Up, all is well. All my cousins are still alive. I have like one uncle that passed away. Like, my life is literally blessed. All my female family members, I have a cousin who had 5 boys, but still gave birth to 2 healthy boys that are going to be 16 and 13, 11 this year, right? Like, life on my end, from my perspective, and this is not to sound boasting or selfish, is good. But that skews perspective. Because I don't understand why a woman couldn't get pregnant. And I make a snap judgment, or she ain't a real woman. She ain't this, she ain't that. Or he can't get his wife pregnant, he ain't no real man. But all I've seen my whole life is men, my uncles, my father, my brothers, get women pregnant. They not get women pregnant, but their spouse, their family.
You see the smooth process.
The natural,
right.
What we consider natural.
Right.
Until I became an HR professional, realizing that, wait a minute, everybody don't term babies. Everybody don't carry babies straight to term. Everybody doesn't hurry, get pregnant on the first iteration, the first try.
I will tell you, because I know, you know, coming up, I know so many of, like, friends that I was in set with in our church environment, you know, you go down the list and there's like 3, 4, 5, 6 women that I know that had miscarriages, some that had multiple. You know, there's an older lady in our church who had 8 miscarriages.
Jeez.
Right? And so when you hear that, and especially when, because I have cousins, I have people very close to me that have gone through the difficulty of this process, right? And it becomes, it changes your mind.
100%.
So like, even for me, when I was working as a director, I went through, our family had a number of issues that happened. My wife was ill for a time. My mom was diagnosed with cancer and she passed. My dad was diagnosed with cancer and he passed. And all this happened in the span of 2 years, right? Literally between 2020 and 2022, all of that happened. And so for me now, especially if I was ever to go back into a standard corporate space, that is going to color, as a leader, how I consider these things. Because I walk through the experience of having to go into work, having to manage a team while dealing with 3 very heavy things that happen in the span of
very important
8
people in your life.
Right. And people who are very close to me, literally my wife, my mom, and my dad.
That's your life.
That is so. And that's why I say, you know, I hear you talk about, you are indeed blessed. That is a blessed life to live.
Yes.
But it does also color your perspective.
Correct.
The same way. And so I think people have to also consider that. It's like, you know, what you see and what you know and what you've walked definitely colors how you lead.
100%.
And how you consider things. Because in your mind, I thought
you lay down,
wife,
and you
get pregnant,
and that's it.
They have the baby and everything just cool. Wow. Right? So like I said, I think things like that. And I now I get, you know, even better understanding of how you're approaching this and the because even to recognize and understand that and have her come to be a part of this shows your willingness to hear the different perspectives and present the different perspectives and disrupt things.
Disrupt things is, intentionally as well. Yeah, for sure.
So that's I'm looking forward to that. Because like I said, I've done some work with Dr. Taz, and I think, you know, that's going to be a very, very impactful conversation for people to
100%.
Hear. I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center, caring, compassionate, complete.
Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 242-8164-OPP, 4667, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus, where your health comes first.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI at Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram Movement continues. Call us today at 242-32-21145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation. I don't know if you have something particular, because obviously you have a lot of different voices, a lot of different topics. Is there a specific challenge that you're aiming to solve, speak to, as a part of the overall goal of Disrupt HR Nassau 4.0 this year?
We want to change and eradicate single loop thinking. This is the construct I learned when I was doing my master's degree. And single loop thinking is that this is what I know and this is all I need to know, right? I know that women get pregnant after they have sex with a man. Story over. I don't know that a woman could have all sorts of things that can go wrong as she's pregnant. Grammy would say, one foot in the grave, one foot out of the grave. Pregnancy is a literal life or death situation from day one to day 9 months. And I want people to think about the world differently. You don't have to agree with me or my philosophy to understand and appreciate that I have one. And I want leaders to really, really understand that the only way to really lead with impact is to appreciate that we are not all the same, but we all have value to bring. And when you see and assign value to your team members, the world in that organization will, I'm telling you, will radically change. People, once they realize they are valued, want to add more value to you. When you bring your wife that chocolate that she loves, or that penis that she likes, or that ticket to the movie because she likes to go to the movies, oh, baby, to cook the fugu is a little bit better next week, right? She can rub her head a little bit longer tomorrow evening. Like things, people, when they feel valued, give more value. And all we want Disrupt HR Nassau 4.0 to do is to disrupt single loop thinking and to bring in double loop thinking. An appreciation for different ways of seeing the same thing. Finding that as a strategy, as a strategic tool in your leadership toolkit versus some annoyance that this player was running out with something different. Tap into the unknown, tap into the difference, and watch your life and your organizations get better.
You know, thinking about it, it is set up very differently from your typical event, your typical conference, so to speak. Are there going to be opportunities for like networking for people who are coming there? Like, because obviously you're talking about speakers from outside of the country, people who are in different spaces of leadership, different organizations. You know, what is that? What does the event look like from that standpoint in terms of the opportunity to network? You know, we had. That was not an issue. We had Annette Cash on talking about her conference that's coming up. You know, and her and Venrick are like, come with your CV, you know, come with your headshot, that sort of thing. You know, so from that perspective, I guess a similar question, what can people expect from the opportunities to network on the ground?
So the event is actually going to begin at 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., right? From 6:30 to 7 is that networking power hour, right? Connect with people, learn from people who you have never heard from before, engage people, ask them weird questions that are going to make them think. No question should be a closed-ended question at night. Every question should be open-ended and you should be taking notes somewhere, right? Get to know people, engage people. We're going to have that first half hour for cocktailing, engagement, networking, so on and so forth. The first nine speakers will go on. We'll take a 15-minute intermission break. So you can go ahead and engage those speakers, talk to more people who just came into the room, find somebody you didn't speak with, take a picture with them, take a video with them, exchange contacts. You're going to be very intentional about that in the space. If you know Valdez as a moderator or a host, you know he is all about connection. And so you will not leave there knowing not knowing somebody else, for sure. After that 15-minute intermission, we're going to have the last nine speakers come. So it's going to be 45 minutes of speaking across each break, between each and each segment. And then after that is done, from another 9, it's about 9:30, will be another time for you to connect and engage and network and sharpen your skills with people in the room. Do not come to this event if you stuck up or you ain't anything. If you shy and break out of that shyness, come to this event. If you want to meet people who have different ways of thinking, come to this event. If you want to sharpen your skills as a leader, a business owner, an entrepreneur, a marketing person, an HR person, an accountant, a compliance person, come to this event. If you want to leave better than you came, come to this event. If you're in the same old, everything cool, watch it online. We can catch you later.
Speaking of watching online, you know, are there different opportunities to access this? Are you going to package it so people can access it after? You know, for someone who maybe like they plan to be out of town, like what are the ways that people may be able to get access to this information if they're not able to make it out that night?
Be in the room. Gotta be in the room. If you can't come, send your representative. Let them be in the room. Let them be in the room for you. You will not be able to. There's no virtual, none of that. It's in the room. 125 seats right now. We have like 78 left. You need to get in the room. And those are 78 because the people have made commitments. They're not paid yet, so I don't count them until they pay. But I want you to know this. At the end of a part of the license agreement is that I have to record the event fully. It has to be fully recorded. It will then be added to the Disrupt HR global website, which has more than a million hits per day. And so additional to you getting this visibility in the room, these 18 people are now going to be global voices around the world. And that is a huge deal, Alexis. As I said earlier, visibility builds credibility, and credibility leads to viability. And these 16 Bahamian speakers are going to be placed on a platform in another 8 to 10 weeks after this session is done, for people around the world to see and hear their voice, to see and hear their message, to understand that greatness lives in this nation. And you can't afford to not be a part of that, honestly. So you could wait another 10 weeks to see it online, but it ain't nothing like being in a room, brother. I can tell you, the people who was in the marketplace when Jesus had his first update our conference was beating themselves in the head when they realized their brother was actually on the field, in the grass, eating the fish, and hear this man speak that changed their lives. You can't afford to be outside of this room. You got to be in the room yourself.
Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
So that leads us into the next obvious question. How do people register? Where do they go? How do they get in the room?
Yes. So you can go on our social platforms. You can find me on LinkedIn at Ahmad Rashad Thompson. We are heavily marketing this across all platforms, including Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, we are Disrupt HR Nassau. On Facebook, you can look for my profile again, Ahmad Rashad Thompson. You will find all information about Disrupt HR there. You can email us at disrupthrnassau@gmail.com as well. We will send you all the links. The link is a weird link, so I can't say it. It's just too long. But you can go on any of those social platforms to find the link, find the QR code, and you'll be able to register there. You can register as many people as you'd like. You can pay, it's pay online as well, so you pay with a debit or credit card. You may have a corporate entity that you want to sponsor some of your leaders to attend. We can invoice you that way to make it easier for you. You don't have to get charges on your card. We can, again, email us. You can contact me at 242-468-0192 for direct access to that link or that payment invoice system. We want you to be in the room. Find no reason to not be there. Send a churn to the Grammy. Leave them home. Whatever you got to do. Y'all is find ways to do other stuff. find a way to be disrupted, and so you can disrupt after that as well. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do some quick hits as we wrap up. If every attendee implemented one disruptive practice next week, what would you choose? What would you recommend?
One disruptive practice that everyone could do the same thing of? Ask the right questions. You say one. Ask the right questions and stop being scary. Bro, people, I talk to people every day in my coaching business, Alexis, and the 98% of them tell me daily, I haven't because I'm afraid to. Bro, you could be nervous, you could be uncertain, you could be all the things, but fear is a trap. Fear is a lie. Fear is a scheme of the stinking, rotten enemy. He does not want you to live outside of fear because fear keeps you bound. Jesus said, I've given you the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I asked God when I was writing my book, Alexis, why did you give us three things to combat one? Fear doesn't have three things behind it, but fear have cousins, anxiety, right? Depression, sadness. But he gave us the spirit of three individual things to combat the one thing. That's how powerful it is if you let it be your God. I need you to stop being afraid to ask questions, to raise your hand, to say, wait, I don't agree with that. I have a different perspective. Would you mind if we looked at it this way? What about if we talk to Mary or Susan or Paul or John? Stop being afraid, right? Disrupt by not having all the answers. You don't have to be a know-it-all. When your team sees know-it-all behavior, they say, you know what, since you know it all, do it all. I want you to stop being afraid, but also ask the right questions. The right leaders, the good leaders among us, Alexis, ask the right questions of the best people. That don't mean the high performers all the time. That don't mean the people who can tell you yes or no because you want to hear yes or no. That doesn't mean the people who will come to work every single day. Some people need to go home and relax. Some people got to use their sick days. You give it to them, let them use them. But I want you to ask the right questions of the right people. Engage your team members in the best way you know how and in ways that don't feel disingenuous or unauthentic.
Yeah, I'll drop a quick story here. I don't think I've told this story on the podcast before. So I remember stepping into an executive meeting for the first time in one of my career stops. And we were having a meeting and the HR leader said, you know, we've been having a lot of, you know, I guess not sufficiently qualified candidates for roles that they had out. And I raised my hand. I'm like, because y'all have it as a coordinator and I don't know what a coordinator is. Like, right. I remember applying for the job that I applied for and I'm like, is this a managerial role? Because it's not obviously in the description, it kind of speaks to that, but people are used to certain things. So yes. I was like, I think people think a coordinator is a lower tier position.
Yeah, I get coffee and
right, not a managerial position.
Right.
And I remember literally within 2 to 3 weeks, they changed the titles and it went from being coordinators to managers because I wasn't afraid to speak up in the room.
Yes,
like I said,
yes.
This was my first time in an executive meeting. My first time, I think I had just become like even just qualified and eligible to be in the room.
Yes.
And I was like, I mean, I know because it was recent to me. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know what that meant.
Right.
And so that was kind of not being afraid. And then obviously now that changed how it happened. And you come back a couple of months later and they weren't having that issue anymore. And it's simple things like that where you have to be willing to just ask the question
just
and not be
questions.
Afraid to either, you know, be looked at like you're stupid or have somebody say something that's disrespectful, but you'd be willing to just raise your hand and be like, well, what about this?
Yes, literally.
And you have, I think people don't often realize that they have more power than they think to be able to change the world around them.
Yeah.
If they're just willing to step beyond that fear and be willing to ask questions and be inquisitive. Because sometimes you're the only person in the room with the perspective that has the ability to change what's happening.
Come on. That is a word. That is a word, Alexis. Right.
So, because that was the thing. In that space, everybody who was in the room had been in the organization for a long time. So nobody thought about it.
This was single loop thinking.
Right.
So they just figured this is the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, hey, this isn't the only way to do it.
Right.
Have we considered?
It's just the way we've always done it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. So what would success look like for you 90 days after the event? How do you measure the impact of this cycle of Disrupt HR and Nassau?
Yeah. Anything I do at this point in my life, Alexis, is assignment and I'm looking for impact. I'll share with you a quick story. I was in a gas station a couple of weeks ago and this lady came up. She said, are you a mom? I said, yes, mom. I went to your shift conference in January. And my tree is just now bearing fruit. And she said, "Sir, this is the sweetest fruit I ever tasted in my life. I cannot wait until shift 26. Alexis, for me, if one individual leaves there thinking differently, if we, as a man, think it, so is he. If we think differently, the world changes, bro. And if we can get one individual of those 125 people saying, you know what, I never thought about recruitment this way, or how important my health is this way, or what the females in my organization may be dealing with this way, but now I see it and I will never think about it this way ever again, we have considered ourselves impactful. I want those speakers, because out of those 18, about 14 of them said, I am afraid to do this. I saw one last night. She was like, I'm mad. I am shaking in my boots. I said, darling, all listen, will be well.
That's the thing. When you mentioned a thing about fear, I saw when you put out the call for speakers, and I sat there and I looked at it and I'm like, Do I apply? Do I not apply? Yes. And fair one, and I didn't apply, right? And so I look at it, I'm like, okay, so when the calls go out next year, I know I'm putting out my application,
let's
right?
Do it.
But it is like that. I think sometimes there's a certain degree of anxiety that you need. There's a certain bit of delusion that you need to be able to say, you know, I ain't quite sure. Like, me and my wife had this conversation recently, and I was like, I feel like my toxic trait is that I say yes to things that I have no business saying yes to.
Yes, sir.
And then hopefully God works it out.
He will work it out.
It's kind of the way that I've approached it. And I've even had to say that to some of my clients. I'm like, I said yes to you. I probably shouldn't have said yes.
Yeah.
But here we are, and it's working, and so therefore it works.
Yes.
But it is that willingness, I think, to step just beyond your fear and sometimes act with a healthy amount of delusion.
Yes.
Like
believe you can and you will.
Yeah.
Believe you can't, you'll never get a chance.
Because you never even tried.
You never tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So for leaders on the fence, finish a sentence. If you care about blank in 2025, you should be in the room.
If you care about impact in 2025, you should be in the room. If you care about change, if you care about your employees, if you care about making money, listen, investment in yourself is the only investment that ever always pays off. In the next, I want to say 4 weeks, I'm going to be attending 4 different events to make me better, all in this nation. Disrupt HR, Annette's Conference Unleashed. I saw this thing yesterday. I registered last night for it. It's called Catalyst. I have a class on Saturday while that event is happening. I duck in class to go to that event. Because if people are going to be gathering, talking about ways to get better, move faster,
you want
to
be in the room.
I want to be in that room. And then there's Live to Lead with my friend and colleague, Patrice Taylor. That's coming up in October. It's going to round up right after Disrupt HR. The very next Friday is Live to Lead. I'm going to be there. I am going to be investing in Ahmad because Ahmad has to invest in people around him. And I can't pour from an empty cup. Many of us consider all these people on your money they want. Nothing free. Nothing is free. And you come into the SLS. You won't come into one tent place or something.
But at the same time, like you said, a $60 investment, you're not talking about a $300 conference. I mean, people paying more than that to go to Paradise Place and to go to the balls.
To go eat food and drink rum.
Right.
Come and be edified by what we're doing in this room. And also, sow a seed of visibility that people are going to be in that stage. It's scary, Alexis. 5 minutes. I don't know what I really don't know what I want to say. Let me tell you how this works. I had my presentation prepared for Disrupt HR Trinidad, right? I sent it in, I submitted it, and I didn't look at it again, right? I do this for a living, but I never, ever wing it. I don't disrespect my audience by coming unprepared. I never will do that. I also don't disrespect the opportunity God is giving me by disrespecting and not preparing. So I did my presentation, I was pleased with it, I sent it off, and it was like, bro, I can't, no words. I had like 4 words, but it was still pictures, right? She was like, Ahmad, I ain't gonna lie. This looked like this could be good. And the topic was elusive enough to make you be like, what are you gonna talk about? I get to Trinidad and I'm in my Airbnb and I was like, what does this slide mean again? Like, what does this one, what does picture mean? Like, what? Wait a minute, I forget what I'm supposed to say. So the night before, I'm like, Lord, give me fresh ideas because I can't remember what I'm supposed to say and I can't afford to make it up or bring it in the morning. So give me a fresh perspective on every single slide in this presentation. I get on the stage, Alexis, and I literally speak as the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. I do this for a living, okay? I am prepared. I never show up unprepared, never show up unwilling. I do what God sent me to do. But bro, the best of us have days when we're like, whoa, I sure. So these people who are coming out of their comfort zone, embracing the fear that's behind this decision that they made. They're going to come on the stage and they're going to bare their soul in 5 minutes. Sow the seed of eradicating fear by being in a room and making somebody else feel fearless, right? But there's so many benefits to being in this room. You don't have to come, but I can tell you the people who come in, you ain't going to ever be the same again.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Final invite. So who do you want listeners to forward this episode to right now, and just remind them again where they could follow for updates, registration, the whole nine?
I want you to send this to the person in your organization who's making you the maddest. Like, seriously. The one who you really wish didn't work there no more. I ain't gonna lie to you. I talk in sense. Like, seriously, send this episode and the flyer and the link and the whole, like, send my whole LinkedIn page and be like, hey, man, we should go to this. Like, let's go together. Yeah. Like, I know you can't stand me, and you know I can't stand you. But we need you to get it together. Yeah. So come, let's go. And just send it to them. Like, send it to the person on your team, in your organization, in your church WhatsApp group, in your family WhatsApp group, who you know is running you the hardest. Because even them have, first of all, value to add and value to bring. But sometimes just need a nudge in the right direction to be disrupted so they could cause disruption as well. You can find more information about the event on my LinkedIn page as Ahmad Rashad Thompson. You can find it on my Facebook page, Ahmad Rashad Thompson, or on our Instagram page, which is DisruptHR. Nassau on Instagram. You can also email us at disrupthrnassau@gmail.com. Contact me directly at 242-468-0192. Send this to the people who you know in your life. Ain't making too much sense, but they still have room to make more sense.
I can't wait for the people who got sent the episode when they get it. And it's, hold on, wait. Am I the person that you wanted to be here?
That's sick. I can't believe that's what you think of me. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ahmad. Excellent conversation once again. And I'm excited. Now you have me. I need to go register.
Yes,
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing event, something that's going to be life-changing. I wish you all the best. I pray that you get booked out, because it's good for you, but it's also good for people to get in the room and hear these different perspectives and take it back to their organizations and initiate change.
Absolutely.
So thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us, talk with us about it, and we look forward to attending Disrupt HR Nassau 4.0.
There we go.
All right, so that's our conversation with Ahmad Rashad Thompson on why now is the moment to rethink how we lead people at work. Disrupt HR Nassau 4.0 is Friday, September 26th at 6:30 p.m. at SLS Bahamar. It's a $60 investment for ideas you can put to work by Monday. To grab your seat, scan the QR code on the event poster or hit the link in the show notes. Capacity is limited. Share this episode with your HR leaders, small business owners, pastors, team leads who need to be in the room, and that person that you just wish wasn't on your job anymore. For updates and everything else, follow Ahmad Rashad Thompson and Disrupt HR Nassau on social media. That's Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. As always, if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share. Until next time, stay informed, stay connected, stay well, and stay tuned for the next Vital Voice.
We'd like to thank today's sponsors, Oak Tree Medical Center and Wellspring Lifestyle Group.
Did you miss a part of today's show? You can catch this episode and all Vital Voices episodes online at youtube.com/@VitalVoices242. See you next week as we sit down with another Vital Voice.
Vital Voices.